Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. It's been kind of busy today, which doesn't mean that we don't have room for you, because we always have room for you. You're always welcome to call about whatever it is that's on your mind and chat with me. And as we've mentioned, if there's something that that we talked about that you sort of came in on the middle of, or that you had to leave before the end, oh my goodness, how could that possibly happen? What could be more important? Then you can always go to drjoy.com, just drjoy, no period, no space, .com, and you can download the podcast. Manny, what do you say? It takes about 20 minutes after the hour for them to show up there or not?
Yeah, usually about 15 minutes.
Yeah, you're really terrific at it. It used to be that we, you know, it would take a much longer than that. But Manny is really a whiz at getting them up there. So.
Yeah, and it's actually through our system, through the GCN website and system, it actually just automatically.
Just does it anyway?
Yeah, it automatically records the hour and puts it right on the website.
Well, how
right
cool away. Is that?
Yeah, it only takes about 10, 15 minutes to get up on the website. So.
That's good to know. Yep. Good to know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people I know do listen on podcasts, which is great.
Yep.
Although, I know sometimes people feel if they're listening on podcasts that the whatever the topic is has come and gone. And basically, if you listen to the program with any regularity, even if you listen on podcasts, what you understand is we really don't do topics per se. I mean that we talk about stuff, but we talk about stuff basically because the program is caller driven. And sometimes you guys are a little slower to call. Sometimes people are at work, and so that they'll send us emails, or they'll do something on Facebook. But the point is that the program is really focused on what you're talking about, but we can't sort of hum the Star Spangled Banner endlessly. So what we'll do is we'll talk about things that we hope that are of interest to you. And whether it's a different spin on a story that's going on today, or a personality, or a situation, or, I mean, even a movie or a play. And I know I will tell you a little bit about some plays that are big deals that to review, because the awards for the Tonys and the Drama Desk are coming up. And so we'll do that later. This is the day we tend to do that, but a little bit later in the program. But I thought we'd take this opportunity, since whenever I mention emails, we always get a bunch of emails. So go ahead. Should we do one now?
Yeah, let's do one right now. This email is from someone who wanted to remain anonymous.
Okay.
And they say, Dr. Joy, within 6 months of meeting my fiancé, we got engaged. We moved in together 1.5 months after meeting each other. I knew him 6 years ago. I agreed to be with him because he is so accepting of me. I encountered HSV2 from my ex-husband. After numerous rejections and stress about this, I finally met someone who fully accepted me. Now, after a year of being together, I'm having my doubts. There was someone I was interested in prior to meeting my fiancé that I liked, and it was mutual, but we did not date because his friend liked me. I moved on. Now, this person has spoken to me and expressed his interest and asked why I moved so fast to get engaged. This person has no idea of my health history, and I am so upset. I am questioning if I made the right decision for fear of rejection again. I am an extremely attractive and good person with no trouble meeting anyone. I do not disclose anything about myself unless I feel that I can trust the person. My fiancé moved very quickly and I went along. Today, I am not physically or sexually attracted to him, but he has a great heart and is a great man. The other person is an unknown. I'm confused about how to address these feelings and feel so guilty about having doubts because he has fully accepted me. Any advice you can provide would be helpful. Please do not say my name on the air. This is read during the show. So,
we don't actually have your name, I don't think. So even if we did, we wouldn't do that without your permission. All right. So let's wander through this a little bit at a time. First of all, it is not unusual to have doubts. I think anybody who's over the age of like 11 has doubts when about committing to a person, number one. So the first thing you need to do is take a deep breath and decide, instead of undermining your decisions, and you're right, it did move fast, but that part's done, so you can't undo that. The question is, looking at what you've got now, then you have to ignore all the static, all the other men that there may be around. I mean, half the world are men, so there will always be somebody that's a question mark, that's kind of cute, that's not the issue. The issue is this dude. And certainly acceptance is part of what we look for in a long-term relationship, but it can't be the only thing. And because once we learn to accept ourselves, then other people accepting us or not accepting us becomes icing on the cake rather than the definition. So you need to make sure that having a sexually transmitted disease is not the end of the world. If you're careful about it, it's quite possible to not convey it to another person. But you can't sort of decide that you're going to spend the rest of your life with somebody because they're the only because you assume they're the only person on the face of this earth that could accept you. Because all you have to do is find one other person who accepts you, and you've just blown your hypothesis. So that's not a viable basis for committing to somebody. A viable basis for committing to somebody is you genuinely like them, you have fun with them, you trust them, they float your boat, that you can see spending a large part of your time with them. If not, then you ought not to be with them, regardless of whether you're on a desert island all by yourself, because it's not fair to them if they adore you and you don't adore them back. And it doesn't have to be equal, because I don't even know how we begin to measure those kinds of things. But if this is not a man that you really want to be with, then you need to figure out why not, and or if there are things that he could do differently, and ask him about it. But you're playing too much black or white. You're playing too much yes or no. And I know at some point, and you haven't mentioned about when the wedding is scheduled, and getting engaged to somebody 6 months in is not long enough. I would certainly agree to that. But the two of you are not married to one another. So what you can do is, and certainly to say to this dude, we're talking about a major commitment. And I think you're a wonderful human being. But I need to make sure that I can really commit to you. And so maybe, hopefully you have a job. And hopefully you're not living with him primarily because you can't afford to live on your own. Because that's a crummy reason to be with somebody. That he loves you, but you just won't care about having a roof over your head. And you certainly wouldn't be the first or the last woman to do it, but it doesn't win you any brownie points or any brown points at this particular point. So if you're not sure of this dude, what I would say is I think we move very quickly. And before we commit to one another, it's not that I'm uncommitted to you. I just need to make sure, for both of our sakes, I don't want to mislead you and I don't want to mislead myself. So what I propose is that we continue, and you have lots of options, that I'll move out, but we'll continue to see each other, but I'll feel like I'm supporting myself. Or that I may need to get a better job so I can support myself. Or we can continue to live together, but I will pay half the household expenses so I don't feel that I'm here, or you don't ever have to feel that I'm here only because of the economics of it. Or that we continue to see each other, but we put off the wedding for a while. Or that we stop seeing each other, which means you can't see the other dude. You can't sort of view that you've got somebody in the on-deck circle. So the first decision you have to make is about this dude. Understand that if you do any of the things I suggested, he may decide that he's going to move on, that that's not completely under your jurisdiction. And that's a risk that you're willing to that you have to be willing to take. And if you're not willing to take it, maybe you're more committed to him than you think you are. Because it's very easy to kind of undermine your own decisions, especially when there's some other dude. In terms of the other dude, as you point out, you don't know anything about him. And certainly if you really want to play with fire, so to speak, I mean, you could say to him, look, let me be honest with you, I have a sexually transmitted disease, and I just sort of felt like if people knew that they wouldn't be interested. And if he disappears, then your problem is solved, or at least one half of your problem is solved. So I don't see any downside to telling him that you have a sexually transmitted disease and see what happens. Now, the complication for you is going to be if he says, well, that's okay, I do too, or you're not the first person I've dated who has, or whatever. But you have to keep things, the investment is with your fiance, so that has to be the first decision. But one of the ways to do at least a quick test is tell the other dude what the sexually transmitted disease is and see what happens. Doesn't mean you can date him, though. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will be there.
All right. Well, you certainly should be there. And this is one of the best Broadway seasons I can ever, ever, ever remember. There's just so much good stuff going on. And the Tonys will be coming up, and Drama Desk are coming up. And, I mean, the categories are so complicated. I don't think my ballot has come out yet because I get to vote. But there's just so much stuff that I think in like the best musical category they have, instead of five, they have seven nominations and stuff like that. All right, so let me tell you about one of my faves, which it came up at the, I mean, I saw it last Wednesday, and since Wednesday is the day that I do theater reviews, I had to wait a week. And I was tempted to sort of to review it early, just because I was so enthusiastic about it. I thought, no, the program isn't primarily about theater. It's primarily about real life. So we didn't do it. This is called Something Rotten, and it's got Brian D'Arcy James in it, is probably the headliner. This is just really a delight. The idea is that that Brian is a colleague of Shakespeare. And Shakespeare is played as a rock star by Christian Borle, who was in Peter and the Starcatcher, which I thought was wonderful. He played, I think, Captain Hook, and he's hilarious. And as he plays Shakespeare, as I said, as a rock star in tight leather pants with cod pieces, and I mean, he's just hilarious in it. This is a musical, and Brian is the head of a company that's not doing very well. So he decides to cheat a little bit and go find Nostradamus, which is Nostradamus' little brother, and look into the future and see what Shakespeare's best-known play is, and then he's going to do a musical of it. The showstopper at the end of the first act is called we're going to do a musical. And, I mean, the idea is that a musical, and they bring in Cats and Phantom of the Opera. I mean, it's just hilarious. It's set in Shakespearean London. It's clever. It's funny. The only real complaint is that you actually have to pay attention, because, like, they have the opening number is Welcome to the Renaissance, I Hate Shakespeare. They also have an idea. They're doing a musical about the Black Plague. I mean, I just thought this was adorable. It's funny. The numbers are great. It's laugh out loud, funny, serious. And if you like Broadway musicals, it basically nails every one of them. I'm not going to tell you, because it's part of the fun. Well, I'm tempted to tell you, but I'm not going to, about what Brian the seer misunderstands what Shakespeare's most famous play is and what they turn it into. Shall I tell you? It's only a one joke. I'll tell you what it is, just because hopefully it will send you to see it, just because it's so silly. Nostradamus looks in the future and sees that Shakespeare's most famous play is Omelette. And it's about breakfast, and they talk about Danish. Okay, now you know that it's supposed to be Hamlet and rotten in the state of Denmark, so hence the term something rotten. Okay, I've now given away one joke in the whole thing. So, but hopefully by giving away the one joke, you guys will go see it, because you will have a great time at it. And it's up for Best Original Musical. Dr. Zhivago, lamentably, which I reviewed in not very positive terms, is closing, I think, this Sunday, so you don't have to worry about Zhivago anymore. When they say limited engagement, they were talking about very limited. I saw one other play that this week, and I'm really have a dilemma here, because I don't really want to badmouth something. If I can help a play stay alive a little longer, I'm willing to do that. But as someone pointed out, if I'm going to review stuff, I have to tell people what to stay away from as well. So I will just in passing do this, because I really don't want to hurt somebody's chances to make a success at something. This has got Dan Lurie, that we all remember from television. He wrote this and he stars in it, Dinner with the Boys, about some mafia hitmen. It just really didn't work for me. So, although some people in the audience liked it, and that Dan Lurie is always fun to see on stage, but There just is a huge amount of wonderful stuff on Broadway. And so if you're planning to come to the Apple in the next several months, there are a couple ways you can do it. You can go to Telecharge and find out what's there. You can look at drjoy.com, because I think by now, I think the only thing I haven't, there are two or three I haven't reviewed yet, because An Act of God hasn't opened yet. Fun Home, I saw downtown last year, and I'm seeing that tonight. I'm seeing, I think, the Painted River tomorrow. So there are a couple I haven't seen yet. But basically, most of them, the huge bulk, have been seen and reviewed, so you can check it out. But there's just so much wonderful stuff around that I would really encourage you to make that a part of your New York experience. I know it's a little more expensive than going to a movie, but you can always go to a movie. You'll see the same movie in Times Square that you'll see in your local mall. So, and it'll probably be a little cheaper in your local mall. But when it comes to theater, not only is live theater, and you could say, well, the road company version of it, which I would encourage you to do as well, but that's not the same as seeing it on Broadway with the original cast in a big Broadway house. And if money is a concern, which it should be, I mean, these tickets are expensive, then go to TKTS in Times Square and stand in line on day of, and you can get tickets for half price plus a service fee, which I think is about $2.50 or $3.50. That's $2.50. And see some of this stuff, because it's really wonderful. It's part of the New York experience. It's part of the American theater experience. And no matter when you see it, I mean, it's truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience, because it'll never be exactly that audience again and exactly those kind of missed lines or hitting the high notes or missing the high notes. So there's just so much this year that it's almost impossible. There's some years where the only thing you're going to really be able to, Mamma Mia's closing, which if you haven't seen, it's worth seeing. But there are just a whole bunch of really terrific things this year, unusually just fantastic theater season. So put aside a little extra money, and instead of eating at a fancy restaurant, because there are lots of inexpensive places to eat in New York, you just have to look for them, then maybe take that extra money or the extra bottle of wine that you'd have and get yourself to the theater, because it's really worth it. And it will be those experiences that, as people say, it's not the things that we remember as much as the experiences. And there is really nothing like a Broadway play or even an off-Broadway play, especially in this city. There's just, the talent pool is so deep and there's so much going on. And if you have some questions specifically, as I said, you could go to the website, or if you're coming, and you can give me a call. All right, and say, all right, what should I go see? But do put it on your agenda. It's worth doing, I promise you. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, there's a new study out, which I found kind of a yawn, to be quite honest. They said marine mammals have much more complex social lives than we thought. But I've always thought that. I mean, we've known, they were doing dolphin research in World War II. And it turns out that dolphins, I remember reading in psychology textbooks, that dolphins can recognize 12 numbers, whereas human beings can only do 7. The idea of being recognized as opposed to counting, that if they showed that human beings can do up to 7, but dolphins do 12, which means that they have a bigger brain in theory, or at least they're more adept at that particular skill. And again, you get a little sort of questionable results when you become so anthropomorphic.
You can come right out and say it, Joy. Dolphins are smarter than us.
Well, they probably are. They probably have bigger brains. It's hard to know. I mean, do we say when we say smart, what do we mean? Are they able to do abstraction? Well, they can recognize 12 numbers when we can only recognize 6 or 7. But is that the same as abstraction? They hang with their friends. Well, how do we know they're friends? Right?
Right.
I mean, they hang with other dolphins.
Yeah.
And in specific areas. But we know, for example, that salmon, which don't have a very big brain, and as far as we know, can't recognize any numbers, go back to their original spawning grounds. But we sort of assume that that's intrinsic rather than something that they're actually thinking, oh, well, you know, it's probably that time of year. I should probably take some time off, and instead of staying in Florida, I think I'll go back to Alaska. I mean, that's not what we assume that Sam would do. We just go, ink, ink, and they sort of off they go. It's not clear how dolphins transfer information. We know that they have an articulated way of communicating. Is that the same as language? Well, it depends how you define language. And as far as I'm concerned, it's not only that we have to be careful that we don't superimpose human characteristics on animals, because, first of all, there's no way. I mean, I remember seeing March of the Penguins with Morgan Freeman saying that the penguin was desolated. I'm thinking, this is an animal that has a brain the size of a pea, and what would it be? What would unbearable desolation mean? I mean, if it's unbearable, what does that mean? It falls over and has a headache? They're using terms that are completely inappropriate to use for animals, not only because we have no way of verifying, but because it takes away the initial essential dignity and difference between animals and human beings, which are, of course, animals as well. A new study reveals that bottlenose dolphins avoid individuals they don't like and hang out with their friends in specific parts of the lagoon. What do they have? Like and dislike? Little icons that they have on their... What would a dolphin have on a fish book page? I just made that up. The geography of the lagoon they study on the Atlantic coast of Florida seemed to influence the social dynamics of the group, too. Well, maybe just hanging out with people who are better swimmers. I don't know. I mean, these kinds of things drive me nuts, as you can hear. We know that dolphins are social. They carried out photo ID studies over 6.5 years to learn about the movement, behavior, and habitat preferences of the dolphins. Just like humans, individual dolphins, again, just like humans, individual dolphins spent time with individuals they liked and avoided they didn't. Well, you know, you spend time with people you don't like if you're either married to them or working for them. I thought I'd point that out. They clustered into groups of friends, whatever that means, and tend to occupy core areas along the north-south axis of the lagoon system. Which, I mean, if this is so, why are we putting them in aquaria? Why are we, if we're taking something that we're saying is very humanoid, has human feelings and things of that sort, why are we essentially putting them in jail? Because they haven't done anything, right?
Right.
I mean, where's the morality in that? And it's obvious that there is no morality in it. They wanted to discover that the physical dimensions of the habitat, the long, narrow lagoon system itself, influenced the spatial and temporal dynamics of dolphin association patterns. Well, I mean, basically, if you take any animal, including human beings, and change the environment, right? Because when there was a study that was done, I think in the 40s, that said that if you put rats, essentially, in apartment buildings, in the equivalent of a rat apartment building, that there's an increase in anxiety and hostility and aggression. From that, they assume that human beings living in close proximity to one another, and there's a certain critical amount of space that the rat needs to be able to function, and the assumption being that human beings do as well. So we already know that spatial conditions affect behavior on from invertebrates to vertebrates. So, I mean, I don't know what this is. Dolphins are social, team carried out, yeah, so. They said to help them understand how dolphins use their environment as well as how social networks transfer information, breeding behavior, and even diseases. This kind of thing, as you can hear, drives me crazy. I think part of it is that my daughter is a marine biologist as well, and she's one of those people, you know, whenever they rescue a whale, she just goes bananas of saying that Mother Nature behaves in a certain way so that animals that are diseased for whatever reason are sort of taken out of the pod so they don't influence the rest of the pod, whether it's a sort of an aggressive behavior or a disease or whatever. Apparently, they used they translated the whistle. She heard one of the creatures say the word sargassum, a type of seaweed where she was swimming in the Caribbean in 2013. Using what? The machine detected a whistling sound for sargassum, which she had invented when she was playing with a dolphin pod that she had studied for the last 25 years. Her team hoped the animals would continue to use the whistles, which are quite different to the noises they naturally make. When the dolphin said sargassum, Dr. Herzig heard her own voice because the machine translated the unique whistle as sargassum. It is not known whether the dolphin said the word because it saw some of the seaweed and was trying to communicate with another dolphin. So far, the word has only been heard once. But it does give new meaning to the word podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, I should not. Don't hold me responsible for that. All righty. Those kind of things, as you know, just drive me nuts. One of the things that we were talking about earlier were the number of people who'd listen to broadcasts, and I actually sort of Googled it to find out, and it turns out that different countries have different, which is not very surprising, different sort of, the most listened to or whatever. It's a term that's thrown around kind of like the fight of the century, that people use it without being particularly accurate. But in the U.S., I'm just trying to find, I think that the Super Bowl is still the most watched game. I think the last Super Bowl actually was the most watched ever. That the royal weddings have done very well, especially in Britain. And I was right that TV show that had the most number of people, the final episode, was the final episode of MASH, which was 150 minutes. And that was in 1983, which was watched by 125 million people. 77% of the total U.S. television viewers. Roots was the second. Friends, I think, was probably fourth. But it was the highest rated Super Bowl, was the post-Super Bowl. It was the highest post-Super Bowl. But Super Bowls do very well. Dallas, who shot J.R. Cliffhanger, was the second highest. So it varies greatly. But it turns out that the last of any television series does fairly well, or that it's probably going to do better than anything before it. That yeah. Royal weddings do very well. The Super Bowl does very well. And past that, it soccer matches do very well worldwide. Not so much in the United States. But in fact, I saw I think it was Conan O'Brien was talking about the Baltimore game, the Oriole game that was played without any spectators. And they said it was the first time it had ever happened unless you count any soccer game in the United States. He was just being mean, I think. I know. All right. 855-99-375-69. We've got Mother's Day coming up at the end of the week, or the weekend coming up. And so we're giving you an opportunity to share your favorite mother story, although you can also call. That would be even more fun. And I know people haven't sort of glommed onto that one yet, but that you've got till the end of the week to do that one. 855-99-375-69. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. 1-800-599-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I was listening to your talk about the dolphins, and I've always been amazed that they tout how smart they are and how big of brains they are. And yet they're not smart enough to be able to not be caught in the fishing nets of the people that are out there catching fish. If they're that smart and they're smarter than we are, wouldn't the ones that are being caught and being killed communicate to the ones that aren't in there and warn the other ones so that they can use their incredibly smart brains to be able to get away from this danger?
Well, we don't know that they don't. I mean, in theory, they could be doing that so that there would be less dolphins caught. I think dolphins are, depending on where you are, that and there are some things that are called dolphins that are actually not dolphins. So maybe they are, or maybe it's just the dumb ones get caught. But, I mean, your point's well taken. I mean, I really hate the idea of using human criteria to evaluate behavior. I mean, that's like saying birds sing when they're happy. We have no indication that that's the case. And what would a happy bird, how would we know a bird was happy? We may sing when we're happy, but that doesn't mean that birds are doing the same thing or that singing has the same emotional or even physical manifestation. I mean, we do that all the time. And it drives me, as you can hear, a little nuts. Because I think it's disrespectful to animals as well as to human beings, and there's no way of validating it. So and that it's crappy science. It's just it's ridiculous kind of thing. But your point is well taken.
Yeah, I think the main reason that we do it is we're trying to figure out how we can justify our own feelings of inadequacy and putting forth our life onto something that we don't know and understand, so that we can feel better about ourselves. To be able to, look at them and think, oh, they're so sweet and so lovable and everything else, you know, because I like to think that I am, so they must be as well.
Yeah, it's called projection, isn't it? I mean, and part of the point is, if from my point of view, if that's the case, in fact, if we view dolphins as smarter and more evolved than we are, why are we putting them in SeaWorld? Why are we putting them in aquarium? Why? I don't think that is a moral decision. I don't want to be put in something like that. And you could say, well, to study them, but I don't want to be under somebody's microscope. I want to have the choice about whether or not I'm going to be studied and that I can come and go as I want. It's a complicated issue that I think we just, as you say, that we project onto something because it makes us feel, I don't know, part of a larger universe or not so alone, or I don't know exactly why we do it, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me either.
Yeah, if you use that same line of thinking, how do the men and women that are in prison, incarcerated, feel about being studied when they're, they're not allowed to be able to live in a real life and a real world with real circumstances? You know, how does that tell us anything more than how they react, you know, in that situation? We can't say
exactly
that dolphins
so.
Living in captivity are, you know, what they'd like and what they don't like any more than we can with human beings that are stuck, you know, behind four walls, you know, for, you know, 5, 10, 20 years, going to react. So,
well, then at least they're sentient enough to know why they're there in most cases. In fact, in order to stand trial, we have to have the legal criteria that they actually do know what they did, and they do understand consequences. They do understand the difference between right and wrong. And obviously, dolphins didn't do anything. So, and that's number one. Number two, this study, for what it's worth, and I'm not really trying to defend it because I'm not sure it really makes any sense, was actually done in the wild. They were doing it in a lagoon off the coast of Florida. So they weren't in an aquarium. But still, and the woman, I mean, I think the idea that somehow the dolphin said the word sargassum is, I mean, I think that's wishful thinking. And she's the only one who's ever heard it. It's only heard once. And, I don't know. You could hear, I'm not very comfortable with those kind of assumptions or projections. And I think your point is well taken.
Yeah.
So I think we need to respect animals on the basis of what they are, not what we'd like them to be.
I agree. Well, the other question that I was going to bring up to you, as far as my life goes, is what is your definition of a friend? My wife keeps throwing up to me that I'm supposed to be her best friend, and my thoughts were is that my best friend doesn't call me fat and treat me the way she does.
Well, but I think that, look, that's a perfectly legitimate question, but I think rather than asking me, you should ask her. Of say, what do you mean by friend? And then you can say, you know, that my best friend doesn't call me fat or make me. And it's a good discussion to have. And it seems to me that it's not necessarily inflammatory or demeaning to either of you of saying, okay, if you tell me, you know, I'll tell you what, here's how you tell me what being your best friend would constitute for you, and I'll tell you what being my best friend would constitute for me, because the two of you may have very different definitions, and my definition might be a third definition. So my definition isn't nearly as important as hers to you and yours to her. But it may just be that for you, a good friend is somebody who'll go and watch a Super Bowl with you and not talk except during the halftime. For her, it may be somebody who remembers her birthday.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's have that discussion tonight. How about? Of saying, yeah. Look, you know, it occurs to me that you want me to be your best friend. Tell me how I could be a better friend. And if you want me to be, if you want to be my best friend, let me tell you how I would describe being a good friend to me.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, good. Sure. How long have you been married?
36 years.
Well, it's time for discussion. Everybody knows that's what you discuss in the 36th year. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, there's been lots of discussions how good they are and how productive is another discussion,
you got nothing to lose here. That she's you know the two of you have a term that both of you think is important, but you may have very different definitions, and especially when you talk about not the abstraction of it, but how a good friend would behave. What would they do? What would they do differently than what they're doing? Here's how I would define a good friend. Because, look, I may define a good friend as somebody who would actually tell me when I was trying on a bathing suit, that makes you look fat. Okay? So that, mm-hmm. But you may define a good friend as somebody who says, now, your wife may say, well, I'm only telling you this because I love you, which drives me nuts when people say that. But the two of you can have that discussion, and instead of saying, well, you don't love me or you never think about me, you can have a very profitable discussion that says, here's what friend means to me. This is what a good friend would do. You tell me what it would do. And you don't have to argue about who's right and who's wrong, because it's okay to have different definitions of what a friend is. I'll tell you what, have the discussion, and either or both of you can call me tomorrow. Fair enough?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, I would say sargassum C, but I'm not going to do it. Robert, thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.